Hey, John.
Hey, John.
Good. You got a couple minutes?
Yeah, I do.
Just real quick, I wanted to, let me put Cynthia on the phone. I was talking to Cynthia. You know, all right, I have some inside baseball that I want to share with you because I've seen a lot of these things coming at us, but we have somebody, his name is John Ritzheimer. He's a Marine, and he went to high school with Ashley Babbitt. And he knows the family, he knows all that. He knows everything about Ashley Babbitt, right? Your theory is not, and I was telling Cynthia, we can't go too far off the rails here. Oh, my goodness. Hold on one second. Hey, Deb. Call Rodney, please. All right. Please. Sorry, I got somebody coming in. So anyways, do you have anything above and beyond this BitChute video as to, you know, anything supporting your theory that she might still be alive?
Not really, but I'm very nervous.
So you're just going with your intuition then that this whole thing. Did you hear President Trump speak to the Babbitt family?
No.
Oh, you didn't hear him?
No, I heard an alleged. I mean, you gotta keep this totally confidential.
Oh,
I heard an alleged. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I heard an alleged voicemail that he left for Aaron.
Okay.
But, I mean, I honestly, I don't know what to believe.
Okay. So I heard just well, because Cynthia and I, we share a lot of stuff in confidence, and you know we're on the Tank Commanders team, and we heard that you had the opportunity to represent the Babbitt family. We're cheering that on. So are you going to be representing them?
As of right now, no. I think it presents too much of a conflict with my defendant clients. I think.
You think so? Okay. So. Yeah. So they want you to defend them, and then you're just going to turn it down? If you don't want me asking.
They seem to, but I think they'd back with their other attorney very quickly after I politely said that I think they have too much of a conflict.
Okay. All right. All right. So do you think you were set up, that they were trying to lure you into a...
I mean, I don't know. I can't speak to any of their motivations. I the whole thing just weird that much. Hold on.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This whole thing, as I get deeper and deeper into starting to really analyze and understand, like, what happened that day, I think this thing goes deeper than anybody could possibly imagine.
Oh, I agree.
Like, just the extent to which it was all staged and choreographed and directed. I mean, I think that weird shit just happening with me. And by the way, I'm sure it goes without saying, but if anything happens to me, I was McAfee or Epstein, just so you know. And second of all, if they try to drag me away on some bullshit, whatever they might come up with, just please don't forget about me. And I keep screaming for my release because I'm a political prisoner.
Oh. Hey, you know, do the same for me too. I've already been there, done that. So I wouldn't be surprised. So I don't consider that to be out of the, you know, the realm of what they would do. But let me get back to this.
Let me just say one thing, because I think that quite honestly, at this point, even I'm realizing how deep this thing goes and how smart they know I am and how much of a fighter they know I am. I'm now the biggest single threat to their narrative being able to stick, because I have a block of clients that are determined to go to trial.
Right.
I'm going to demand all kinds of discovery, and I'm going all the way. So.
Yeah.
I think I'm the biggest threat.
I'm just kind of curious. Why would you back away from pursuing the Ashley Babbitt thing? Because, for instance, like with criminal. I'm sure you know this. I'm a layman in this, but I do know that a video, like a montage, like this one on BitChute, we could verify the authenticity of the people that took these videos. I mean, this can be submitted as evidence, but we have to find out where these original videos are. Do you want to begin the process of finding out, like, who had the originals, whether or not they were manipulated or deepfaked, and use these people to, you know, to testify to their authenticity? Do you want to pursue that?
Eventually we're gonna have to just get every shred of video ever taken by the entire, a week before, a week after capital surveillance footage and every shred of video taken by every open source person, and, like, you know, this is gonna take years to do.
Well, we had, let me tell you what happened in our case. Okay, there was critical evidence that was collected on someone's video camera during the, you know, the Bundy Ranch quote-unquote standoff. And then we were going to use that in our defense, but he miraculously died, okay? And you know what the government did? They brought somebody else in to verify its authenticity. It was a total and complete miscarriage of justice, we'll call it. They allowed someone else to verify the authenticity of a dead man's videos. So I've been through this process of, of verifying, find out who took the original footage, line them up as a witness to testify to it, submit, you know, the exhibits. But these BitChute montages, they would never allow this thing to come anywhere near the courtroom. I'm sure you already know that.
I realize that.
Yeah.
Watching that, like, every sixth sense I have, there's so many things about it that seems so
wrong. Yeah. Any other?
Maybe I'm getting paranoid.
Well, we should stay paranoid. It'll help us, you know, pursue the truth logically and forensically. Yeah, it keeps us safe as well. Do you have any other? I'm just thinking, in on top of your intuition, did the Ashley Babbitt's family give you any indication that something weird might be going on? Oh, right, but I'm saying generally, is that what kind of tipped you off?
No, I'd say that video just has me nervous, and maybe I'm totally wrong or whatever, but also, I just, you know, I got existing clients who are adamantly, you know, not in favor of it, and I gotta, you know, I have to be loyal to them, and also it's a time issue, too, like, I'm running for governor in the recall election, so that'd be good, because I'll be on TV reasonably against you like crazy, but, you know, I gotta recruit some people. I got a lot to do.
I heard that, yeah. I mean, any publicity, free publicity especially, is good publicity, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, John. Okay, good. So anyways, I'm gonna... You know, let me find out. I mean, when are they going to release the discovery? A, B, who's the one attorney that grabbed my? I sent the entire docket. We actually already went through the litigation to get the discovery and get it distributed to the defendants, get the protective order set up. I mean, do you have full access to all the discovery on all the videos for the January 6 cases? That's what they told us as well. They said it was a complex case and it was going to take months, and we said, no, bullshit, put them on hard drives and give them to us raw, and we had to litigate through that, and they did it, and I have the copies of the motions if you want them. Yeah. I'm just thinking, who is the one criminal defense attorney that's going to go after this discovery or get them released, you know, if it's going to take months? That's going to be you? Okay. What about Steve Metcalf? How's he? Are you guys teamed up pretty well with in that regard?
Yeah, I'm going too. Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. I'm going to talk back to Steve. I'll get back with Steve Metcalf because I gave him a copy of the entire docket, which had all of these motions dealing with discovery issues early on. We got the same bullshit from them. They were holding us indefinitely, and they said, oh, we'll get you the discovery in a year. And we We had to obviously force their hand. They made a copy of all the discovery. Are they telling you that they wanted a portal and they're going to index everything and do all that bullshit? We said, we don't want your portal.
No, right now, there's supposed to be like a two-step process. Like right now, they're supposed to be setting up some grandiose thing in the cloud, but then somehow, some way, the Federal Defender's Office has got to set up their own thing that can receive all that data so that they can, like, index it or something.
Yeah, the FPD in our case, okay, said, give us the portal. We're going to download it, put it on a disk. Everybody will sign off on a protective order to make sure that it doesn't get released, right? Only certain people are allowed to have access to it. But it happened very quickly. They need to, if they have the evidence in discovery to be able to build a portal and do all that stuff, then they should just be able to give us all the raw stuff on 4 terabyte hard drives. And do it immediately. These people are in jail. Why would you hold people for months because you're building a stupid technical index? Just give us a raw freaking discovery. We'll go through it. You know? Anyways, all right, I'll help out. Let me talk to Steve Metcalf in that regard, okay?
Okay.
All right, John, thanks for letting me bother you. I mean, these discovery issues, though, that's where I can help out a lot.
Yeah. Okay, awesome.
All right. All right, man. All right. We'll talk to you later. All right. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. This guy's out of his fucking mind.
Oh, yeah.
He's out of his fucking mind. Okay, so I'm back on recording here after reconnecting with Cynthia Hughes on this Tuesday, July 6th at 12:06 p.m. And Cynthia, I'm just going to tell you officially and formally, This guy's out of his fucking mind. So, how do we handle that? Very delicately.
Yes.
Very delicately. Yeah, you know, we have to handle this very delicately.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Yeah, very
good.
Are
you on FaceTime?
No.
That's what you sent me.
I did, by accident. So, here's the deal. Let me, is Rodney on his way over?
He didn't say. He said I got my question answered.
Okay, good. He's probably looking for the address. Cynthia?
Yes.
Just, I've been through every possible scenario. I need to do it. I need to consult with somebody, though, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, let me consult with somebody. Can I call you back?
Yeah, please call me back.
All right.
I'd like to talk to you more about this.
Yeah. Okay. All right, thank you. Are you okay with me recording him?
That's whatever you think is right.
That's the right thing to do. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He might have issues, but the last thing I want to do is hurt
Who's
him.
Here? Ronnie's here? Okay, I got to go.
Okay.
All right, love you, mean it. Stay calm, stay cool and collected. We'll get through it, I promise you. Do you trust me?
I do feel like I could trust you.
Yeah,
I feel very bad for you. And I don't want him to be hurt.
You feel bad for him?
I do. I just feel bad for him. I think he's got issues.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We have to put the defendants first and foremost. And obviously not harm him intentionally, you know.
Yeah.
We don't want to harm him. But my goal and focus and loyalty is to the defendants.
I agree.
So, yeah. Right. So, don't worry about it. We're not going to harm him. I don't do knee-jerk reaction stuff. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll talk to you. All right. Bye.
Okay.
All right. Bye.